This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For a close election, Netanyahu still faces possible indictment in three graft cases in which he's denied all wrongdoing. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is planning to release his tax returns by Monday, vowing to release 10 years of them and challenging President Trump to do the same. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the House Ways and Means Committee his department is still reviewing its request for the president's tax filings.
And as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed by our legal department, and it is our intent to follow the law.
President Trump will travel to Texas today to promote American energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
The European Union will grant the Brexit delay that British Prime Minister Theresa May has been asking for, but EU leaders are expected to demand a longer extension and other conditions. The 27 leaders of the trading bloc expected to sign off on the delay today. Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on 3 cable channels. And the space community is excited about the release of the first-ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that style? Everybody,
hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Steve Cortez joins us, CNN commentator and former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Was it just me, or did I miss something? You know, this whole Bill Barr hearing, I mean, what an embarrassment. I mean, did the Democrats not even prepare? I mean, the kind of questions they were asking yesterday, I mean, that was horrendous.
It really was. You know, by the way, I will tell you, I feel for Bill Barr. He's taken on a daunting task on a lot of different levels. And let's remember, by the way, this guy, he was the attorney general back when I was in college playing beer pong. I mean, he was attorney general in the 1980s, and now he's attorney, or I guess yeah. early 90s, and now he's attorney general again. But in any case, you know, he has a Herculean task to try to make right the Department of Justice, which was so completely abused and misused by the Obama administration. And I think, quite frankly, had a total lack of leadership under Jeff Sessions. So he's got a lot to do. And part of it, unfortunately, is dealing, as you mentioned, with that ridiculous Congress. You know, it's fascinating to me. And look, I have advocated on air that I want as much as is practicable made public of the Mueller report. I do, because I think the facts bear out conclusively that there was no conspiracy, no cooperation. The president is not remotely beholden to a foreign agent. To me, the more information, the better. But it is also completely, you know, apparent to anyone who's willing to, you know, spend even just a few minutes reading about the special counsel statute that it's totally up to the attorney general to do what he's doing, to redact things that legally need to be redacted or for national security reasons. And by the way, he doesn't have to release a stinking word. If he wanted to, and I think this would be a bad idea, but if he wanted to, he could literally say, thank you for the report, we're done here. And that law, by the way, was passed by the Congress. So if the Congress doesn't like that statute, then they should change it rather than trying to attack him for very diligently following the statute and, if anything, going above and beyond what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, even his initial response, the four-page summary that he got to Congress right away was in response to them yelling and screaming, you know, because the initial report started coming out that they're there. And it was clear that that was the case. And so he responded at least to put something down. And then you find out, surprisingly, that he asked Bob Mueller, he goes, look, do you want to take a look at the summary before I send it out? Mueller didn't want to touch that hot potato for all the tea in China, did he?
Right. Well, and the idea
for obvious reasons.
Sure. And I've seen this floated a lot by a lot of mainstream media personalities that now there's a new cover up. Now they want to investigate Barr, right? You know, the supposed Barr cover up. The idea that Mueller would stay silent after a 2-year, totally exhaustive investigation, if Bill Barr were misrepresenting his conclusions, the idea that he would stay silent now, I think is really an absurdity, right? You know, clearly Bill Barr is an honorable man, and he correctly reflected the macro conclusions of the Mueller report. And listen, I was no fan of Mueller. I was no fan of the report, but I will at least give them credit for, you know, they found nothing and they reported that they found nothing. And here's what I think is important. For people who aren't fixated on politics, and look, I mean, I am, to some extent, I guess you are too, Bill. I mean, you know, we live and breathe this stuff every day. Most Americans, let's be honest, they don't. They're too busy living their lives, taking care of their families, going to school, going to church, being regular folks. I think to them, the macro conclusion is what's important. And that is, was the president somehow treasonous? Was he somehow beholden to a foreign power? Now, I never for a second, of course, believed that. But a fair number of Americans, at least had suspicions. Certainly the Democrats had a lot of suspicions, enough to convince us to go down this investigatory road, which I think was ridiculous. But regardless, the conclusions that were reached by a panel of people who, if anything, were very biased against the president, Mueller's team, the conclusion reached was no, there's nothing here. So to me, the only logical and patriotic response at that point would be one of relief. Well, thank goodness. Now let's get back to work. Our president is not beholden to a foreign power. Again, not that I ever suspected that could be true, but for those who did, fine. We looked into it. We absolutely, and more than looked into it. I mean, 50 FBI agents, over a dozen lawyers, 2 years. I mean, this was an absolutely exhaustive investigation. And for those people who aren't into the micro, machinations of politics, I don't think the particulars of this report are going to matter very much, quite frankly, Bill. I think only the conclusion matters, which is that there's nothing there. There was no collusion, no cooperation, no conspiracy.
Well, to your point, Steve, this is very costly. This is the people's money. All told, including Mueller, what it cost in terms of all the attorneys and subpoenas and on, you got maybe 25 to 30 million there. You have, let's not forget, the House and Senate Intelligence Judiciary Committees. The 115th Congress spent upwards of $42 million. So all told, right now, the rough estimate, $67 million on this witch hunt. And then you've got guys like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler going, well, that's not enough. I mean, in typical democratic socialistic mindset, it's never enough. There's going to be a pony in the bottom of that manure somewhere. No, it's just a bunch of manure that you guys have been piling up.
But they really want to believe that there's some political pot of gold at the end of their rainbow. There isn't. And by the way, it wouldn't be a pot of gold if their fantasies were true. It would actually be awful for our country. That's also part of the paradox here. But you're right about the actual tangible cost, and that is important. But I think the bigger cost is the opportunity cost, right? Because what have we not done because of this constant fixation with this fantasy? Let's just be honest, call it what it is. It's a lie, with this complete lie that the president was somehow corrupted by a foreign power. How much time and effort have we wasted as a country, in media, in Congress, the president himself, trying to defend against this, really scurrilous fable that was invented by the left, when we could have been doing tangible things to help the country? Now, I think it's incredible what the president has accomplished in spite of all of this, this ridiculous hurdle that was put in front of him. But how much more could he have accomplished? And my hope is now, once again, the left, practically canonized Mueller over the last 2 years. I mean, I tweeted out a while back in Portland, Oregon, one of the most liberal cities in America. It was a very popular gift item, were votive candles with Mueller's face on the front. Okay, that's how sainted he was to the left. Okay, look, I never had quite that high opinion of his operation, but regardless, he has issued his conclusion, St. Mueller, according to the way they revere him. He has issued his conclusion. Let's accept it and move on. Because, look, the president is not Putin's puppet. He never was. He certainly hasn't acted like it in office. If anything, he's been very problematic for Putin on a lot of levels. And now, can we get back to making this country great again, and continuing and accelerating the accomplishments that the president has already ushered in terms of our economy and security? I think it's important for our country that we be able to honestly move forward. And by the way, part of that, I feel, mainstream media was so complicit in pushing this fake narrative. Three congressmen in particular, Nadler, Schiff, and Swalwell came on air constantly telling us that they had proof, not saying they were suspicious of the president, telling us they had conclusive evidence, they had proof of collusion with Russia. I think all three of them now, they need to be challenged by media. They need to be held to account and say, if you have proof, somehow Mueller and his massive investigation couldn't uncover it, so you better show your cards, or else you really should be outed as liars because you never did.
Well, the media has such a black eye on this. Yeah, they have such a black eye on this, they can't see through it right now themselves. More from Steve Cortez after this. Stay with us.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, we can test, we can be thankful for the process after all is said and done. But the next part of the process, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people, is that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're taking notes and names here of the people that have, caused you to relive the 2016 disappointment in your on your side of the dais here, because this is 2016, Steve Cortez, the disappointment of it all over again, but even more so because of all the money that was invested, the resources, as you said, taking our eye off the ball. What else could we have accomplished in the first 2.5 years of this administration if we weren't running down the road chasing windmills Don Quixote?
Right. No, that's exactly right. That opportunity cost, you know, and we'll never get that back, unfortunately. But what we can do is move on from here, right? And so I hope, I'm not confident, unfortunately, but I hope against hope that the Democrats in Congress will realize the error of their ways and say, okay, now there are things that we can work on bipartisanly. Not a lot of things, but there are things we can. And let's stop with the collusion delusion. But you're also right that, unfortunately, we do have to some extent, you know, if justice is to prevail and effort to prevent this from happening again, we do also have to look backward, particularly within the Department of Justice. And so Bill Barr, you know, there's reporting, I don't think it's been an official announcement yet, but there's reporting from media sources that he's created an official team to look into what happened within the Department of Justice in 2015 and 2016 during the presidential campaign, and then during the transition once he became president-elect Trump. Because, look, I think as Americans, we have to be incredibly troubled by the idea that our national security and law enforcement capabilities were weaponized for partisan reasons by the Obama Department of Justice, something we have not seen in this country except for Richard Nixon, who was removed from office largely because of those crimes against our country and those irregularities. But since Nixon, I am unaware, at least, of any administration who abused our national security capabilities, our law enforcement surveillance capabilities, for partisan purposes, the way the Obama DOJ did against candidate Trump and then against President-elect Trump. They tried to prevent his election, and then once he was elected, they tried to prevent him becoming a duly observed, duly elected president of the United States. And that, by the way, I don't think it's hyperbole for me to say that at least has the inklings of a soft coup, and that's something that we cannot tolerate in this country. That's something that we see in third world countries. It's not something we see in the United States. So this needs to be thoroughly looked into. We certainly can't count on media, which should be investigating these kinds of irregularities. We can't count on them to do it. So I think, unfortunately, it has to be done by Bill Barr. Again, I don't envy his task. He has really stepped into a hornet's nest, an incredibly difficult job as attorney general. But part of that, if justice is to be served and if we're to prevent this from happening again, part of that has to be getting to the full truth of what went on in the Obama DOJ.
Well, and it goes beyond the FBI. That's the overwhelming thing about this, because all the three-letter agencies seem to be influenced and were orchestrated by progressives, and particularly under the Obama regime. Because whether it's right, the IRS and Lois Lerner, what they did to the Tea Party, I still maintain, Steve, that what the shenanigans of the IRS, especially targeted toward conservative groups and the Tea Party and the like, affected, probably influenced at least 6 voting cycles that I'm aware of. At least 6. Think about it. And then, the EPA. I mean, go down the three-letter agencies and you see what progressives have done. And the fact of the matter is these unelected bureaucrats are still in position, still, mucking up the levers of an efficient government and a fair-minded government. So this is, the FBI is symbolic, but the pattern of what they exercise at the FBI is throughout the bureaucracy. And so there's major cleanups in every aisle of the store here, the way I look at it.
Right, unfortunately. And look, and that is the major task of the Trump presidency and why I hope and believe he will be reelected, because it will take 2 terms plus to accomplish, what really is a gargantuan task, you're right, of trying to dismantle the administrative state. And that's the term that I prefer to use. I'm not against the term deep state, but I think it makes us sound a bit conspiratorial. So I'd rather just talk about, because, by the way, a lot of this isn't deep. A lot of it's not hidden. A lot of it's right in front of our faces. Some of it is hidden, but a lot of it's right in front of our faces. The regulatory leviathan that is the federal government, that really is the swamp, is a fun sort of clean term for it. But the administrative state has become a power unto itself, a power that does not serve the people, but rather serves its own interests. And, I give people all the time as evidence of how powerful and pernicious the administrative state is, the top five counties in America by income are all in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Now, I mean, think about that for a moment. It's not because the Washington, D.C. area works harder than the rest of America or is more innovative. It's not Silicon Valley. They're not curing cancer. There's not amazing discoveries coming out of there. What do they do well, unfortunately, is they siphon prosperity from the rest of the country really like a leech and then keep it there, basically. And so that's the administrative state that President Trump is slowly dismantling, but it's incredibly hard work because, again, even his own executive branch, you know, you mentioned EPA, that falls under his purview, right? I mean, that is his agency. Even there, while a lot of progress has been made, it's slow going. This is methodical, long game kind of work. This isn't something you can do it in months or even just a couple of years. But I am confident that a lot of progress has been made. That's the good news. If he gets reelected and we have another 5.5 years of Trump presidency, enormous additional progress, you know, will come to fruition. And it's, and by the way, it's so freeing to the American people. I think one of the reasons that there's a new spirit in our country, a new dynamism, consumer confidence, small business confidence, manufacturing, all of this soaring. One of the reasons is we've taken those shackles off, or we're starting to anyway, the shackles
without
of government,
a doubt,
you know, which were weighing down this country with regulation and which were stifling our spirit. So it's both the tangible and the intangible that are important here. And that freeing process is really invigorating, but we've still got a lot more work to do.
Well, that's where the misery index goes down, happiness index goes up. When people have a job and they have a fair chance at it, Steve, and this is what Donald Trump brings, you know, brings to the game here. And we got a good handle. I mean, in 2.5 years, what he was able to accomplish, as you said earlier, in spite of the resistance and the interference and the negative, I mean, the purposeful negative publicity and reporting by the mainstream media, it's like, again, we the people, this is a government of, you know, this is our government. And I hope people are taking names in before they decide to reelect these obstructors. They better think long about what kind of country, you know, that we've been subjected to in the last 2.5 years. Thank you very much. Brought to you by the resistance, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them.
Yeah. You know, and to that point, you know, look, I thought Trump was going to win re-election relatively easily, even before we got this Mueller, these conclusions. After the Mueller conclusions, in my opinion, and I'm obviously very biased, but in my opinion, he's gone to a prohibitive. I mean, he is absolutely winning re-election.
James Carville said as much. James Carville said it's a done deal. It's a fait accompli because he's the one infamous for his statement, right? It's the economy, stupid.
I agree. But what is not, I think, a fait accompli is the House of Representatives, which we obviously lost. And by the way, I happen to think we, in large part, deserve to lose the House of Representatives because I think that Paul Ryan was a feckless speaker. I thought that the fact that Republicans couldn't do a lot more when they controlled both houses of Congress, you know, the American people handed the Republicans the keys to the car, right? They gave them the White House and both houses of Congress. And Congress, other than tax cuts, which was huge, and I'm not discounting that in any way, that was massive. But other than the tax cuts, Congress got almost nothing done of Trump's American First agenda. And so I'm not surprised, frankly, that the American people said, well, we're done with you. You're ineffective. They turned the gavel over to Nancy Pelosi. Well, if we're going to get that gavel back, we need to prove that we're worthy of it. And part of it will be outing the current Democratic House leadership for their ridiculous behavior regarding this whole Russia foul.
You know, without a doubt. And Steve, you know, you're very kind. My observation on this was that the establishment GOP surrendered the House. And that's my, you know, my look at it, because there were a lot of things that I thought they could have done. And you're exactly right. They failed this president. They failed the people. After all these years talking about health care and border security, they really dropped the ball big time. Paul Ryan made some promises to the president, the truth be known, that he didn't follow up on. Well, we'll leave it there, and the conversation will continue. Steve Cortez. Thank you, Steve.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual Fun Yet Smelly Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears Benjamin Netanyahu has been re-elected Prime Minister of Israel for a fifth time. After a close election, Netanyahu still faces possible indictment in three graft cases in which he's denied all wrongdoing. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is planning to release his tax returns by Monday, vowing to release 10 years of them and challenging President Trump to do the same. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the House Ways and Means Committee his department is still reviewing its request for the president's tax filings.
And as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed by our legal department, and it is our intent to follow the law.
President Trump will travel to Texas today to promote American energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Jenny Beth Martin, yes, the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be talking to you, Jenny Beth. Monday, April the 15th, an exciting day for the Tea Party Patriots, huh?
Yes, it's our 10th anniversary. 10 years ago, we had our first round of tax day tea parties, and we are celebrating that by having rallies around the country focusing on stopping socialism and choosing freedom. We're calling them the Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom rallies. And we've done so much in the last 10 years, and yet we still have a lot of work to go.
Well, it's amazing. If you hadn't, and I say you, I'm talking about all of us, had not been thwarted a bit by the Obama regime and the IRS, God knows how much more you could have accomplished. But even in spite of that resistance, what you have done on behalf of We the People has just been incredible. And I'm sure you look back over the past 10 years and they're so grateful for the team and everybody associated and their support. And all we can say is, hey, don't give up. The fight continues, and especially now that it's obvious, the dark forces that we're fighting here, and that's this move to socialism. I mean, let's do away with capitalism, because somehow socialism, in some people's perception, is proving so much better. And you go, wait a minute, what did you stop considering history for a moment here? Why are you even thinking of that?
Yeah, that is one of the things that's very concerning to us. And you're right. I'm so thankful to the people who've been involved in this movement. 10 years ago, we had over 850 people who stepped up and did tax day tea parties, and they formed groups, and they got educated, and they spoke out about Obamacare, and they helped get people elected who shared our values. And then we learned they didn't really share our values. They just campaigned on it, and we've had to hold people accountable. They worked to help get President Trump in the White House, and we were able to save the Supreme Court. So we've accomplished a lot. Yet when we were dealing with Obamacare, 9 and 8, 10 years ago, many of us were calling it socialized healthcare, and we were advised, don't call it socialized healthcare, call it government takeover of healthcare. And so that's what we did at the time. Now we are looking at a situation where where the Democrats' proposal and solution really is full-blown socialized single-payer healthcare. That's how they want to fix Obamacare. And we have people like Bernie Sanders and Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introducing things like the Green New Deal and saying they're Democrat socialist. And socialism is being championed in our country. And we just have to make sure people understand socialism has failed in every country it's ever been tried. It does not work, and it restricts freedom. It chokes freedom. And we have to make sure that we do all we can to stand for freedom.
Well, the other thing that it does is it kills people, flat out just kills people.
Yeah.
I mean, the devastation, I mean, and that seems, you know, because, you know, when you talk about a form of government that murders people, you know, they say, well, that was them. You know, that's not us. You know, we have a different program. Well, what happens is socialism has its own inertia. Once you get it started, it gets out of control. And it's easy, kind of like abortion, where we are right now, Jenny Beth. I mean, people thought, well, it's going to be rare. It's going to be legal. It's going to be safe. And it's none of those things. I mean, this is what socialism is couched in, whether it's, you know, whether we're talking about abortion or whether we're talking about health care. I mean, how many lies buttressed up Obamacare? I mean, just like you said, it's a government takeover. It is health care. It's socialism health care. And, you know, the next thing to come about is death panels. But they didn't want to talk about that. You know, the Democrats, oh, you know, the Republicans and conservatives, they're overreacting and they're just fear-mongering and that sort of thing. But you tell me, in every country that has embraced a single-payer type of program, if death panels aren't in play.
You're exactly right. They are in play, and socialism and communism does kill. They coerce people to do things. What I mean by that is that they tell people you have to do what the government says under the threat of tax penalties or jail, incarceration. So you have to do what the government says, and you know if you don't, you're going to be punished for it. And then the way that they wind up punishing people is brutal. Because you're infringing on people's rights, and people will do what they can to be free. They'll fight for their freedom, and it turns brutal.
Exactly. Well, our natural instinct is to grow, it's to multiply, it's to be productive. And what socialism does is it mediocritizes everybody. And that's frustrating for people who are ambitious. Now, I understand, you know, we're not talking about 100% of the country, but we're talking about that heart and soul of the country that is that driving force for invention and creativity. And if you stifle that, then we're in trouble. And we, you know, we're talking about this the other day, and this has to do with the misery index. Look at what happens with people's psychology, with their sense of happiness. I mean, this just sucks the very soul right out of you. And people are overlooking that, and they listen to Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she's an attractive package, you might say, and people are listening. But, you know, I think Adolf Hitler one time was very attractive, too, to people. You know, he had the right words. Barack Obama was attractive and very, very influential, you know, with people by the things that he said and his charm, very charming. And look what happened to this country for 8 years. And these are facts. I mean, you know, whether, you know, he wants to deny the scandals, but what you can't deny is the facts. And that is that for the first time, you're talking about an administration that never hit a 3% GDP in 1 year. You know, and he had this settling because, again, here we talk about the mediocrity of a nation. He had his settling for a 2% GDP. I mean, you know, that's what we have to look forward to.
That, yes, you're exactly right. He said it wasn't going to get better than that. This is what we had to just live with. This is essentially the new normal. President Trump has shown that when you cut regulations and you cut taxes and you let people decide how they're going to spend their own money rather than the government making those decisions, or more of their own money, the government, of course, still taxes us, we invest and we grow the economy. And it's what I think that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez do not understand is this. You cannot have personal freedom without economic freedom. They are linked together because and when you take away, when you give people things without them working to achieve it, to earn it, you take away their sense of dignity and self-respect. And and that winds up making them feel bad about themselves, so it makes it harder for them to go and actually do more things with their lives. What the people who are pushing for socialism want is to make everyone equal. I think everyone has equal opportunity, and we all need to be treated. We have equal rights. So I'm not saying that that does not happen. We're not going to have equal outcomes. There are going to be some people who produce differently than other people. Because we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses, and some people are willing to pay more for certain things than others. But the fact is, if you hold everyone down, then you're kicking the ladder out from people and making it impossible for people to go up as well. So people who are further down may never be able to get as high as they could and accomplish as much in their life as they would in a free market system.
Without a doubt. Well, Jenny Beth Martin, as we wrap things up, again, Monday, an exciting day, April the 15th, Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom. How do they get involved in what you've got hundreds of events planned across the country?
Yeah, we have, at this point, 400 people who have stepped up to organize events around the country. I have a feeling we will wind up with even more than that before the weekend is over. You can go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, click through, look at the map, RSVP. If you want to host a simple sign-waving party or event, rally, you can do that. Sign up to do it at teapartypatriots.org, and we'll help you get organized so that we can tell the country we're standing for freedom.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, we try as hard as we can to move it out of the realm of opinion and pursue the truth no matter where it leads, as we often say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, you know, and then when that happens, the voices get louder. Have you noticed how loud it gets? Like as if volume is going to convince us, right? David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, is with us. It's been a while, but good to hear back from David. David, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I wanted to follow up on a couple of columns that you'd written about. One has to do with Liz Cheney and the partnership with her dad. Of course, her and her dad have been inseparable. I mean, you know, it just seems like forever. And but it's obvious that Liz Cheney has some she has some ambitions here.
Yeah, she does. And I thought what was interesting about this number one about her number one. Are her ambitions. She, I don't think, is going to be content to be the number three Republican leader in the House for an extended period of time. At the very least, she doesn't see herself as topping out here. Where she goes next, when she tries to go next, we don't know yet. But she has her sights set on higher office, I think, and higher leadership positions. The other thing is, you're right that she's been inseparable from her father since he left the White House. They co-wrote a book together. They have spoken out on the same issues together. They care about the same issues. But it was interesting that that partnership has extended to Congress since she was the first elected in 2016. She's in her second term in Congress, holding the seat her dad once held, now holding a leadership position her father once held, and he's been a regular fixture in strategy sessions and at fundraisers where donors still really enjoy talking to him, and he apparently is quite talkative himself. And look, I mean, you always try and surround yourself with the best advisors. He clearly has been around the block and seen a thing or two, and so it's a very fruitful partnership. But it's unusual because not everybody in Congress can lean on anybody the way she's able to lean on him, even though all of the Republicans and the people that know her, emphasize to me, and I think this is true, that she's her own person and she's the one driving this. He's not driving her. She's driving this train, but she is utilizing him and, rather comfortably so.
David, when she first came on the scene, I mean, she's been consistently impressive, in my opinion. Just the way she carries herself, you know, her leadership qualities, to me, they're unquestioned. I mean, she has a tremendous amount of potential, as you say, on her own standing. The thing that I would find curious, and maybe it's just one of those quiet questions I wouldn't mind asking the former vice president, is what he thought about the movie Vice, and as far as the real circles in which he travels in, obviously, you know, they probably looked at it as satirical and meaningless.
Yeah, I talked to a few people that know both of them. I talked to somebody that worked for Dick Cheney back in the 80s when he was a member of Congress, and I couldn't find anybody that referred to Vice as a historically factual piece in terms of presenting the kind of person he is and how he comported himself. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from my article as well is you know, Dick Cheney and his daughter don't just share philosophy on, you know, foreign policy and national security matters. You know, they don't just share maybe a similar career track, but their personalities are very similar. You know, as one Republican told me, she has all the warmth of her father. She's all business. She's accessible. She's open with her colleagues, but she's, you know, not big on the party circuit or the after hours schmoozing circuit. And she's not outwardly the most gregarious and social people. It's very much like him. And you know, nobody said you need to watch Vice to understand what he's all about. They didn't say
that
it's an entertaining movie, but nobody, you know, said it really gives you insight into the real Dick Cheney.
Well, it's the left's perception, again, of George W. and, you know, this administration. So for them, it was an exercise, I guess, I don't know, an exercise of some demons, I guess, you know, to go through it. Because after all, I mean, you're talking about the president and vice president. I mean, if they were this much of a doofus, why would the people elect him? Not once, but twice.
Yeah, nobody gets elected president if you were an idiot. And I always thought that many in the media, though not all, but definitely a lot of people in Hollywood, if you will, misunderstood President Bush. They thought he didn't know what he was doing. They thought he wasn't very bright. That just wasn't the case. And in fact, whether you're President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama, President Trump, and so on down the line, President Carter, President Reagan, if you get elected President of the United States even once, you're a pretty smart person in some fashion. You may not be smart on banking policy. You may not be smart on national security policy, but you know something, because it is one of the hardest things for a human being to do is to get elected president of the United States. It takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of intelligence. It just takes a lot of, there's a lot going on up there if you get elected.
Well, plus on top of that, David, I've maintained, you know, you don't go to school to be president. I mean, you talk about the most serious on-the-job training program that exists in the country. It's the president of the United States, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, even for people that have served in the U.S. Senate or served as governor, there's a steep learning curve. It's why most candidates try and do a lot of prep work, but nothing really prepares you for the weight of the responsibility and all of the decisions you have to make. And it tends to be that the only decisions you have to make are the big ones, because staff and cabinet secretaries and everybody else makes all the easy ones. And it's just, I don't know, you're right, I don't know that there's any other training going for something like that.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden you get hit with 9/11, right? You go into your presidency thinking, okay, I'm going to work on these domestic issues, that's the focus, and boom comes 9/11, and all of a sudden now you become a wartime president.
Yeah, and of course, look, the president, it ended up sort of consuming the rest of his presidency, doing everything he could. Some people liked what he did, some didn't. Doing everything he could to prevent another 9/11, he reorganized the federal government because he felt that's what was called for, created a Department of Homeland Security. Not everybody agreed. Not everybody still agrees. But usually what happens when you're president is not what you plan for, but what gets thrown at you that you could not have anticipated.
Exactly.
Well, we're talking with David Drucker. David is a senior congressional correspondent with the Washington Examiner. David, you also noted this week that the Democratic freshmen, boy, I'll tell you, this class of freshmen are something that you just cannot ignore. I mean, they are a force to behold here. And look at the huge fundraising numbers already. I mean, they're learning. They're learning their trade very quickly that it is about fundraising, is it not?
It is. And I think what was very fascinating to me was that they obviously raised big money last year, and they raised astounding amounts of money. But usually in the first quarter following a big election, especially when you win, people will rest on their laurels a little bit, enjoy their victory. Donors will just be a little bit fatigued. Everybody will be a little bit worn out, and it'll take time for things to get going. And it always gets going later in the year and definitely in the election year. But here in the first quarter of the off year, they are raising election year kind of money. And these aren't just the freshmen that everybody hears about on the news, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm sure she'll raise boatloads of money in the first quarter. I haven't seen the number yet, but I'm talking about, you know, just rank and file freshmen, Josh Harder, Joe Cunningham, Antonio Delgado. I mean, these are, you know, freshmen that I know about because I covered the 2018 campaign. And if you lived in their district or in their media market, you may have heard of them. But these aren't right. their super rock stars that are out front, and they're just raking it in, which means Republicans are going to have to look really hard.
Can they thank Donald Trump and this this resistance attitude? I mean, is this what is keeping the momentum going?
Yeah, there's still a huge hunger on the part of Democrats to defeat Trump and to cut into the power of the Republican Party that's still here, which is the White House and the U.S. Senate, and it's flowing into these down-ticket races. Now, look, Republicans are going to be a lot more energized this cycle than last cycle. Trump's really going to juice turnout. On the Republican side, the presidency's up for grabs. There's no inherent structural or enthusiasm advantage for Democrats. I think the point here is just that their momentum has continued. It has not taken a break, and they are not in any way dispirited. So it's going to be a very even contest, and it's going to be very hard fought.
Well, and speaking of which, I mean, you've got on top of this the presidential candidates, a growing number. I think, Eric Swalwell is the latest one. We're quickly getting close to a couple of dozen. Some think maybe after everything settles, close to 30. Boy, that's chopping up a lot of money here. You know, what's going to be left here?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a money issue here. I mean, I think that presidential candidates among themselves are going to have some money issues. And you're going to see that the candidates that voters prefer are going to do fine. They're going to rise. And then some are going to be left behind. I think the party as a whole, though, is going to have plenty of money. I think Republicans are going to have plenty of money. But I don't think that this crowded primary is going to suck up money away from Democratic House and Senate candidates. This is something that we normally would expect to see, in fact. But looking at these quarter one numbers, we're not seeing that. If we're not seeing it now, I don't think we're going to see it later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to your point, it seems like the money's just going to keep on coming. And so, as you said, Republicans need to be forewarned on this because they are very aggressive, and the numbers look quite impressive at this point, David Drucker. Look, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. David Drucker on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the lean.